This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Amanda Shaw now joins us on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going, Scoot?
Good. How are you? Glad you are back in town. You're maintaining your residence in Louisiana as well.
I am. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me and everybody. Yeah. No, I still have my place here, so I can't leave for too long. And of course, I'm so happy to be back here in New Orleans, and it's such an incredible week to be back here. There's a lot happening in the city right now with the anniversary and everything, you know?
Yeah, and you're part of this big concert tomorrow night with Irma Thomas, Kermit Ruffins, Amanda Shaw, Rockin' Doopsy Jr., who is your godfather, Ella Grace Francis, who we talked to yesterday, Sarah Jane McMahon, and the Rebirth Brass Band. And it's a benefit to help the charities that are still helping local families that even 20 years later still need help. And it's great that you're part of this.
No, it is. It's such a great concert. And, you know, it's, first of all, it's incredible to think it's been 20 years since Katrina happened. Like, so in some ways it feels like it just was yesterday. But I have to say, you know, this past week I've been reflecting a lot, and I am so proud of how far we've come as a city and as a community here. You know, a lot of things have changed, but you know, we're stronger for it, for the things that we've been through. And I know there's so many people out there. Everybody's got their Katrina story, but you know, it's nice to be able to reflect and see, you know, how far we've come together.
Amanda, you were really young during Katrina, really young. But you were also, at that age, you were already a performer. So, you know, let's talk about what Katrina meant to you. What memories do you have as a young girl of this storm that just so devastated our city?
Yeah, so I was 15. I had just turned 15. I was at Mount Carmel. I was a sophomore at Mount Carmel when it happened. I think the biggest memory I have is that hurricane on the bayou, which I know a lot of my fans know me and probably started following me, actually, you know, because of this film. And it was started being filmed before Katrina, and it was about what if a category 4 or 5 storm came up the mouth of the Mississippi. And the emphasis on the film was about, you know, Louisiana's coast, about the wetlands and the importance of our coast. And right in the middle of production, that's when Katrina happened, and they actually ended up documenting, you know, basically my entire Katrina experience. And that film became a documentary, you know, about me and several of the other, you know, musicians and other people in our community. And, you know, they actually captured, you know, my family and I seeing our house for the first time after Katrina, like all of that. And so that not only were my memories of those days, but Katrina actually, because of that film, became a big part of my story as an artist and in my career. So, you know, it's kind of crazy to think that something so awful could create something so beautiful for me, you know, and that I get to, you know, be a part of our wonderful music community now, and a piece of that I have to owe thanks to that film, because I traveled for a lot to promote that film, and a lot of people started following me because of that film.
But Amanda, as a 15-year-old, you know, at 15, it's really easy to sometimes not take things as seriously as adults, and you know, adults get all freaked out about things, and at 15 sometimes you don't take things seriously. But knowing you the way I know you personally, I know that there is a very introspective, there's a very pensive side of you, and I have a sense that at 15 you were taking this seriously.
You know, I think probably most people probably felt like, even probably young kids at that time probably could sense, just because of the anxiety and the absolute, I mean, the catastrophe that it was, you know, I think it would be pretty hard to not sense that. I'll say, you know, it was the first time my family had ever evacuated. We had never evacuated for a storm. Growing up as a kid, you know, hurricanes, you know, we just basically was like a slumber party, you know, until the lights went out. And then a couple days later, you'd go back to school. And so, you know, I think, it was the first time we'd evacuated. And I think because of that, that definitely was, as a kid, the first time that you realize, like, whoa, you know, this is serious stuff. And then I think another thing that happened was, you know, this is prior to all the technology we have, but, you know, I remember, you know, my parents took us to go get something to eat, and this is the day after Katrina. We were in Texas, and the credit cards didn't work. And my parents looked at each other, and I think my parents had a total of maybe $200 or $300 cash on them, and that was it for a family of four. And you realize, oh my God, like, this is all we are, like, yeah. Until we don't even know what's going on. And the community we were staying in had actually organized a box of food for our family, and you realize, you know, and that was another moment that you're like, we are refugees. We are the needy, and it's humbling. And, you those things stick with you. And I think it makes you empathetic, because you never know what people are going through. And so kindness is such an important thing. I was so touched in that moment that, you know, that the community we had stayed in the couple weeks after Katrina, embraced us and, you know, felt the need to take care of me and my family and our, you know, our pets. And they took care of us.
You know, storms do define us, Amanda. And since you went through that, and since you realized that at that point, you're the refugee, you're the one that needs help. I mean, here's this 15-year-old who has been on stage, and audiences are building, and you're building a reputation as early as 15. And suddenly you're kind of nothing except the person that you are, and you need help. So that stays with you. And as you go through life, when I'm sure when you do a benefit, when you do any kind of a concert that's a benefit for a charity, you think about those times in your life when you needed help.
You know, I think probably most people probably felt like, even probably young kids at that time probably could sense, just because of the anxiety and the absolute, I mean, the catastrophe that it was, you know, I think it would be pretty hard to not sense that. I'll say, you know, it was the first time my family had ever evacuated. We had never evacuated for a storm. Growing up as a kid, you know, hurricanes, you know, we just basically was like a slumber party, you know, until the lights went out. And then a couple days later, you'd go back to school. And so, you know, I think, it was the first time we'd evacuated. And I think because of that, that definitely was, as a kid, the first time that you realize, like, whoa, you know, this is serious stuff. And then I think another thing that happened was, you know, this is prior to all the technology we have, but, you know, I remember, you know, my parents took us to go get something to eat, and this is the day after Katrina. We were in Texas, and the credit cards didn't work. And my parents looked at each other, and I think my parents had a total of maybe $200 or $300 cash on them. And that was it it for a family of four, and you realize, oh my God, like this is all we are. Like until we know, we don't even know what's going on. And the community we were staying in had actually organized a box of food for our family, and you realize, you know, and that was another moment that you're like, we are refugees. We are the needy, and it's humbling. And you those things stick with you, and I think it makes you empathetic because you never know what people are going through. And so kindness is such an important thing. I was so touched in that moment that, you know, that the community we had stayed in the couple weeks after Katrina embraced us and, you know, felt the need to take care of me and my family and our, you know, our pets. And they took care of us.
You know, stories do define us, Amanda. And since you went through that, and since you realized that at that point, you're the refugee, you're the one that needs help. I mean, here's this 15-year-old who has been on stage and audiences are building, and you're building a reputation as early as 15. And suddenly you're kind of nothing except the person that you are, and you need help. So that stays with you. And as you go through life, when I'm sure when you do a benefit, when you do any kind of a concert that's a benefit for a charity, you think about those times in your life when you needed help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's why, you know, so tomorrow night is a great concert. I'll be performing my new single Before Katrina tomorrow night. And I think because of those moments, you know, resilience is like, I feel like such an important part of like who I am as a person and professionally, because I feel like in the years that happened after Katrina, resilience became a big message that I feel like I grew up with in my late teens and in my early 20s. That was a big part of the messaging here, you know, here in the city and the state. And it's because we had each other. We rebuilt together as a community here, and we had each other's back, and we all did get through it. And that resilience, and I love the feeling of resilience, you know, the idea of resilience, because it acknowledges that something bad has happened, but the emphasis is about the word of the word is that you did get through it, you know, and we're stronger for those things that we go through. And that's, I wanted to write the song Before Katrina to kind of express that and to talk about that.
Well, let's sample a bit of that song right now, and then we'll come back and talk more about it. So here is Amanda Shaw's new single. It's available. This is Before Katrina. Amanda Shaw, who was 15 years old when Katrina hit New Orleans. Amanda, when you were writing this song, it seems like in some ways you might have had a lot of these thoughts that had been held up inside of you all this time. And was it easy to write this song?
You know, I really wanted to write it from the perspective of heartbreak, you know, because I didn't want to write a Katrina song because that was too on the nose. And I think that most people probably have been through heartbreak, at least one heartbreak in their life, you know, that didn't affect them. And yeah, it's, you know, you have to, whenever you write, you have to write from an authentic place, and you have to be able to dig, you know, deep, and, you know, and to be able to express those feelings. So yeah, you know, I wanted to make sure that it reflected my feelings from, you know, Katrina, my feelings about, you know, things I've been through in my own life. And, you know, to me, some of the lines where, you know, in the chorus, it talks about the, you know, nothing but the memories are gone. You know, one thing I thought about is how, you know, in Katrina, we lost a lot of our baby photos and things like that. A lot of people lost, you know, photos and things because we didn't have cell phones and social media like we do today. So, you know, things like that inspired me to really, you know, to put that down on paper.
Since everything had been shut down because of Katrina, do you remember your first gig after Katrina, the first gig that you did? And how did that feel? And what was the audience like?
Man, I think there's two things that we did right after Katrina. The first, I believe, was the St. Edward Confessor Fair. I still have fans of mine that come up to me and they're like, I was at that show. That was, it wasn't because the city was still so, I don't know even the right word, but not really real. Like life was still not real, you know? And You know, I remember it's the Kashawn Delay, and, you know, they pulled it together to have the Kashawn Delay. I think people were excited to have, like, an experience to come together. It made us feel as a community like ourselves, because that's who we are. Like, we love to come together with food and music. And I think we played, like, I think the stage was, like, it was just everything was put together, like, you know. And I think, you know, my drummer Mike, I know he had lost a lot of his drums and things like that, and, you know, I know that members of the music community were helping each other replace instruments and things at the time. And so it was a hard time, but it also was good to do something that made us feel, you know, normal. And I think the other thing we did not long after that was we did, for a little while, we did a weekly series at the Howlin' Wolf downtown. And there would be jambalaya, and only, like, I remember, like, I think, like, not even, like, all the lights or anything, where everything were working. Like, it was, like, such a, like, the door, I remember, like, the doors even being open, I think, to, like, you know, let air in. But people would come out, and I think, you know, people would come out and dance, and I think just to let loose for a couple of hours. But those are my two biggest memories. But the St. Edward Confessor Fair, there are so many fans that still come up to me, and they'll be like, I was at that show. And I think because it was such an event that happened in the neighborhood, you know, because like the first thing that had happened, you know, where we came together, you know, for food and music.
Well, the first concert that people went to, their first concert after Katrina, is a very memorable event, because it was sort of like a dimension of life coming back to New Orleans.
Yeah, I and sometimes it's just like, and again, whether it's Katrina or like moving to a new town or starting a new job and you have a new routine, and sometimes doing those small things that, you know, they might seem insignificant, but they make you feel like you, you know, whether it's going to that coffee place or, you know, making your lunch or whatever it is, you know, doing your skincare, you know, that's a me thing. But sometimes those little things, they seem small, but it's important to do them, especially in the hard times when we don't feel like doing them, because they kind of help bring us back to life. So yeah, of course, like going to a concert after Katrina could be such a memorable thing, and how special it is to now, 20 years later, look back and be like, I was there. And yeah, and you make friends sometimes that way, because they'll be like, oh, I was there too. And you share your memories together. And it's a great way to actually connect, even though there was grief.
And you got to love everybody who, in the middle of this total destruction, they're still worried about their skincare products and taking care of their skin, you know?
Well, hey. I don't know if at 15 I was worried about skincare, but I'm just saying nowadays, like, that might be something I would do on a bad day, is do a nice little face mask and watch a good, you know, movie or something.
You know, I can actually relate to that. You know, one thing I admire about you is what I admire about Taylor Swift. And you know, so many performers don't write their own songs. Taylor Swift writes her own songs. You write your own songs. And that's such an admirable thing. And you have for so long. And I don't know that people give you the credit you deserve for the songwriter that you are. And this song Before Katrina is so relatable. And so many people just hear things in this song that remind them of just the devastation, but also remind them of the comeback and who we are as a city today.
Thank you so much for saying that. I do take a lot of pride in my songwriting, and I, you know, it is a big piece of, you know, what I do and how I express who I am. So thank you so much for saying that. And of course, I love sharing my songs, and it means so much to me whenever people come up to me and they say, oh, I love that song of yours, you know. So I'm so glad. And, you know, this song, Before Katrina, it just came out a few days ago, and it's already received so much love. I've received so many messages from people, and it means so much to me. So I appreciate everybody who has listened to it and is loving it as much as I am. And I'm so glad that it's out in the world for everyone to enjoy and love.
Okay, and you're going to play it tomorrow night. I'll see you tomorrow night at the Waves of Grace Remembering Katrina Concert live at the Orpheum. Doors open at 6 and the show starts at 7. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. 100% of the proceeds, actually, they're just taking care of a few expenses, but other than that, all of the proceeds are going to help charities that are still helping people. And Irma Thomas and Kermit Ruffins and Amanda Shaw, Rockin' Doopsie Jr., and others will be there. It's going to be a fun night. I'll see you tomorrow night. And let's go to break with a little bit more of Before Katrina with Amanda Shaw And it's always great to talk to you, and I'll see you tomorrow night.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. All right, Amanda. Have a good day.
You too.
If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air, and we'll be right back on WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, 20 years ago today, Hurricane Katrina had New Orleans in its bullseye. It was heading this way. And the weather didn't necessarily show it, but the storm was coming. It wasn't the storm that really hurt New Orleans. The storm just wiped out the Gulf Coast, and we can't ever forget the people along the Gulf Coast who suffered tremendously during Katrina. New Orleans got all of the attention because the flooding was just so devastating, and this should not have diminished the impact on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. In some ways it did. In some ways, New Orleans is a bigger city. There was controversy over whether or not money should even be spent on the federal level to even rebuild New Orleans. And of course, that was just a ridiculous conversation. And fortunately, the money came through ultimately. And, you know, George W. Bush was, not really that active right away in getting his help. And, you know, I think that was another example of how New Orleans just does not always get the recognition that it deserves. And sometimes I think we're just, displaced as a city for partying and that's it. But we're much more than that. I mean, we're that, plus we're a lot more. But, I do think that sometimes that intrinsic disrespect for New Orleans that happens nationally, I think that transfers to our football team as well. And I think sometimes that is embedded in the officials that, that call games for the Saints and for the Pelicans as well. And you and I have watched this, and I'm not one to say, oh, New Orleans, you know, we're a victim, you know, poor us. I'm not one to blow that horn. But I am honest when I tell you that I do think that there is some dismissal of New Orleans as a credible place. You know, we're not the biggest city, but we certainly are a city that gets so much national attention that it is a treasure. This city is a treasure, not only to us, but to America. And the number of people who have visited our city over time could so relate to the scenes of the flooding and the devastation from Katrina that I think this is one of the reasons why ultimately so much attention was paid to the city of New Orleans. And so much attention is being paid now. I mean, this is on the national news now, the 20th anniversary of Katrina. It is indeed a milestone. And there's still a lot of work that needs to be done. And, you know, let's hope that work is expedited in a way. Let's hope that it happens a little sooner. You know, sometimes we tend to drag our feet on things, and sometimes the government in general, whether it's local or national, sometimes the government can drag its feet. Bureaucracies are not very efficient because of the nature of bureaucracies, and sometimes it just takes a long time for things to happen. But maybe this anniversary of 20 years later and still a lot needs to be done, maybe this is somewhat of a wake-up call. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to have a conversation with another one of my friends, Susan Cowsill of the Cowsills. For those of you new to the show, Susan's been on the show a number of times. For those of you who are boomers, you remember the Cowsills from the 60s. The Cowsills had a couple of big hits, The Rain, the Park, and Other Things, Indian Lake, and they also did a cover of the song Hair from the rock musical Hair. And that was a very controversial thing for them because, you know, Hair was, you know, they had nudity on stage and full frontal nudity. And Hair was a bit controversial with the music. And the Cowsills were this goody-goody family band, and they wanted to do Hair, and their record company didn't want them to do it, but they did it. It was controversial. It turned out to be just a huge, huge number one hit for them. But Susan Cowsill was tremendously impacted. Her family was tremendously impacted by Katrina, and she'll tell that story. She also wrote a song titled Could This Be Home? And it's a really touching song about New Orleans and the effects of Katrina on the city of New Orleans and how she looked at the city and asked the question, could this be home? I mean, is this home? Is this my home? I mean, not physically a structure, but is this my home? And I think a lot of you had those feelings when you were seeing your home and the destruction and all of that for the first time. You know, there's definitely a degree of PTSD that goes along with the trauma that so many of you went through. I remember hearing that Xanax was being handed out like red hots here in the New Orleans area from doctors because people were just so stressed out, and understandably so. You know, the destruction was incredible. But it wasn't the wind and rain that hurt New Orleans. In fact, we actually thought we were going to be okay. It was the breach of the levees. And I still remember the controversy over the job the Army Corps of Engineers did in conjunction with the state of Louisiana. And it seemed like this typical laissez-faire attitude played a part in those levees not being inspected the way they should have been inspected. And that might have led to the breach of the levees, which just opened up just the floodgates for the city of New Orleans. And again, people on rooftops, many people lost their lives. The Superdome became a shelter for people trying to just find a safe, dry place to be. And the dome was not intended for that. And the dome was trashed, not necessarily just because of the people who were there, but just because people were there. It wasn't the people who were there. It was that people were there doing something in the dome that the dome was not built for. And so That's why that Saints game, the Saints game against the Falcons and the block kick by Steve Gleason, that's why that was just such a monumental moment in the comeback of our city. So we'll talk to Susan Kelsall in the next hour, and then in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll talk to General Russell Honoré, who was instrumental in the assessment and recovery from the storm. And really, few people have the insight about Katrina that is owned by General Russell Honoré. So it's going to be an honor to talk to General Honoré in the 3 o'clock hour. I'm Scoot on the air. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We will get to some of your text coming up next. And really, it's the flooding that meant so much concerning the destruction. And Amanda Shaw told us just a few minutes ago that her family evacuated for the first time. And I know many of you evacuated for the very first time with Katrina. It's so easy to say you're just going to stay home and ride it out because you've done that before. But there was a time that there was no way anybody could ride this out because of the floodwaters. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back. This is WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And it just kept coming. It kept coming and coming and coming. And there was nothing. There was nothing anybody could do about it. That's the sad part. The good part is things are better. And the levee system, the gates to block water. I mean, I live at West End. I live right there at one of the gates. I live right there at one of the giant pumping stations right there at Lake Pontchartrain. In fact, it blocks part of my view of the lake. I see it every day. The walls that were set up, we are so much better today than we were before Katrina. But that doesn't mean that we still couldn't be affected by a storm, because it just depends on the exact angle of the storm and how it hits and what the winds are like and what the rain is like. And, you know, there's nothing that is a 100% guarantee from flooding or from damage from a storm. But we are much better off, and there will be storms that will come, and those systems that are now in place as a result of Katrina are going to protect a lot of people that would have been protected before. Ian Hoke, our senior producer at the controls in the other studio, good afternoon. Let's do some text messages.
Good afternoon to you too as well. Here's a text that says, the Netflix Katrina documentary that came out yesterday was fabulous. It's very, very sad, but it was one of the most honest I've ever seen, and I suggest that everyone watch it.
That's a good suggestion. Yeah, I have not seen that, but I'm going to look forward to looking at that.
Here's a text that says, my first concert after Katrina in exile was Green Day in Hartford, Connecticut. I was supposed to go to Dave Matthews with everybody that I knew in Houston, but we evacuated in different directions.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, that would be an exciting thing, but I've been talking to people about what it was like to perform for the first time after Katrina. And, you know, we can talk to our audience about what was the first concert, the first show, the first music event that you went to after Katrina, because those music events were just signs that New Orleans was coming back, because there was a time when it was physically impossible to have a concert because you have to have people there and there weren't people who could be there at the concert. And then also it had to be the right time emotionally. So when things started to come back, That was a sign that the city really was starting to show some semblance of returning. So yeah, I'd love to hear from you. What was the first musical event you went to after Katrina?
I'll give you two more. Here's one that says, I remember walking out on Canal at around 7 after the hurricane passed and going back to my room to pack my bag to leave in the morning. Then me, my mom, and my grandma came down to the lobby for breakfast and to put our bags in the car, and we were seeing the garage doors locked because the floodwaters had risen up to the front doors.
Wow. Yeah, aboard mission. At that point, I guess you're staying right there.
Yeah, get comfortable. Dom is listening today, and Dom says, Scoot, I love the friendship that you have with Amanda. I love when she's on your show. What a wonderful artist to have Louisiana roots, and a wonderful treat to us listeners when she calls her.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I have a great friendship with Amanda, and I've had this friendship with her for a while. Now, I was gone when she was young and growing up. I mean, I knew about her, but I didn't see her when she was a little girl performing, and I didn't know her then. I knew about her, but I didn't know her then. I didn't know her until I moved back, and she was becoming a young woman at the time, and you know, I was an old man at the time. And so, we just have this really great friendship, and I look forward to the times that we get together, and I'll see her tomorrow night. She's spending a lot of time in Nashville pursuing her career, but she still lives in New Orleans as well, and she's still a local girl. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2004, a woman claimed she was severely injured by Rick Springfield's butt. Now, Rick Springfield goes out into the audience. This was in Syracuse, New York, and this woman claims that when he was out in the audience, his butt caused her great pain. Well, this lawsuit that was filed was a pain in his butt for a long time because the case wasn't decided until 2015, and the jury ruled in Bruce Springsteen's favor that his butt was not the fault of her injury. Yeah, that was a little human touch between this woman and Rick Springfield's butt. And look, a lot of women would love that. This woman claims she was hurt. All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar today, we wish a happy 60th birthday to Shania Twain. Damn, she still looks good, too. All right, I am so excited about college football starting this weekend. You know, tomorrow's the beginning of Labor Day weekend. It's a long holiday weekend for many of you. I saw fewer places filled up in the garage here at the building that the station is in because I think a lot of people take extra time off. Added on to the holiday for Monday, and they take a long, long holiday weekend. So, yeah, we're heading into another holiday weekend, and college football begins this weekend. LSU, Clemson, and other big games. We'll talk about that a little bit later. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. We continue to remember Katrina 20 years later, and this is WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.